and to not be playing any more games, that's tough. That's hard for our guys and hard for us as coaches. So, you know, that's the immediate emotions and the first thing you think about when you wake up on a day like this. And then you also have to step back and you know, express gratitude, because I am extremely grateful for this football team. You know, they worked like crazy. They did everything I asked them to do, really going all the way back to April. And they fought for each other. You know, I think those are a bunch of guys that care about each other. And I think you saw that throughout this season and just the things that they went through and kept coming back. So I'm really proud of this football team. Again, disappointed in how it ended, of course. Disappointed when it ends. But I don't want to lose sight of the accomplishments of this football team. And I give them a ton of credit for that. But with that, I'll take any questions.
Forget about kind of the buy-in that you had this year. You know, everybody sort of pulling the rope, you know, in the same direction, whatever, you know, cliche you want to use. How difficult is that to replicate? You know, because it's not going to be the same group next year, right, necessarily. How do you try to replicate that?
Yeah, I mean, every year is different, as you mentioned, Chris. I mean, the players are always different, and that's the NFL. It's never the same, ever. You treat each year differently. I would tell you the core of this football team, the guys that we know are coming back, are guys that represent who we are, you know, that understand what they need to do on a day-to-day basis to be great. So we're excited about that. But bottom line is, when you're talking about the locker room, it's the people. It is just the people in that locker room, and I feel strongly about the people.
Spoken to Deshaun and rolling it forward a little bit. Are you confident he's going to be ready for the start of the season? Can you give us any update whatsoever on his rehab?
Yeah, he's doing great in rehab. I'm confident he'll be ready to roll this spring. You know, he's chomping at the bit, but he's doing everything he's supposed to do when it comes to what the doctors are telling him and as he rehabs through this, but he'll be ready to roll.
But you're going for the offseason with him as your starting quarterback.
Correct.
Kevin, the injuries really just caught up to you yesterday.
Yeah, we just didn't play well. Yesterday we didn't coach well enough, Jeff. I know you can point to injuries. I think every team could point to injuries, but we didn't do the things you have to do to win on the road. Pretty simple.
Film me yesterday. What do you think the biggest issues defensively were in that
game? You know, like we talked about yesterday, I'd give them credit. They had some good schemes. They got us in some big plays. And for big plays to happen, it's typically, you know, a miscommunication or, you know, falling out of your gap or what it might be. So it's all little things that, as we know, they add up to the big thing. Yeah, I'd leave all those things up to, obviously, Andrew in this offseason. I will say this about Joe. Joe was awesome for this football team. He did a great job. Battled like crazy. I know he enjoyed it, but we obviously wish yesterday's outcome was different, but you know, I have a ton of respect for Joe and what he was able to do.
You like to come back?
I think Joe is going to work through everything this offseason, as you can imagine, but had a great meeting with Joe, really all these guys. You know, he's grateful for the opportunity, and he'll work through this offseason, see where it lands.
He's a starting quarterback in the NFL still?
You know, he's obviously, as you guys saw, I mean, he's talented. He won football games for us. We had multiple guys that have won football games for us. So I believe in all these guys.
What do you take away from just everything you guys were able to overcome?
Yeah, you know, pretty raw, not being 24 hours removed from yesterday. So I think the biggest thing for me, Darryl, is just, these guys really fought like crazy. They really did. And it's the makeup of the football team that drives your success. And, you know, I give Andrew credit for the guys that he brought into this locker room and the caliber of players that he brought in. But, you know, I'm very appreciative of all those guys. Yeah, I think we're evaluating everything right now, Tony. The other thing, as you know, is some guys will get opportunities over the next couple weeks, so we'll see how it all shakes out.
to analyze. At first blush, though, how do you account for the disparity on how well you guys played at home versus on the road?
Something to look at, obviously. You know, you can easily say crowd noise and that type of thing, but those are things that we'll look at. You know, didn't end how we wanted it to, but I also know we played really good defense for the majority of the season.
With that disappointing ending to the season, how do you hope guys take that into the off season? How do you hope they approach it, knowing that it didn't end the way you wanted it to be that next year?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, Cam, but you're always looking to take a little bit of the previous year with you and use it as fuel. You know, we're one of the 31 teams that isn't standing at the end, and that hurts. So you always use that as motivation for the next year.
Action that you did the right thing by wrestling everybody.
Yeah, it's, you know, you just go with the information that's available to you and those decisions. I wouldn't, you know, obviously didn't get the outcome we desired yesterday, but really just trying to do what's best for the football team.
Would you rethink that in the future, just given how well you guys were playing going in?
Yeah, I think it's always dependent on where you are, you know, in the future, where are you from a health standpoint? Those are the type of things you're always thinking about.
You know, start, stop with them this year. But do you think he had enough time and, you know, kind of the tweak system, and now you guys have been together for kind of 2 years, that he'll be able to hit the ground running?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, 4-1 as a starter, some really great moments. That second half versus Baltimore is something that, you know, I don't know how many people on earth can do what he did with the injuries that he had in that second half. So very excited for him. He's excited. I know he wants to get back healthy, and he's well on his way to doing that.
Tight-knit group. It's really hard to create, and something that has been created here in a long, long time. How do you replicate that and carry that forward so that continues? Because it just felt like that was so instrumental in your success.
Yeah, we're kind of, you know, talked a little bit earlier about that. It's hard because these teams are different year to year. I mean, every single team has turnover. That's the NFL. So you have core in your culture, you have core things that you believe in when it comes to your roster, and then there's core guys that, you know, are leaders for this football team that we'll be counting on. Yeah, without a doubt. And I think, you know, I don't want to lose sight of how good we were on defense this season. Historic. And, you know, I think Coach Schwartz and the defensive staff did an outstanding job implementing the system in year one. Some really good moments for us and some young players that we're excited about.
Gave up 13.9 points per game at home, over 31 on the road. We haven't had a differential like that in the NFL in 40 years. What do you think?
Something, you're going to have to give me some time. You know, I think we got to pull that apart and look at it. I mean, it is something that you have to get to the bottom of, and we'll look at it.
About Joel Bitonio, we saw him in there with a boot on his right ankle. You said he was playing a high-ankle sprain
yeah.
yesterday.
He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. And that's kind of what I was talking about earlier. When you talk about guys fighting for each other, he did not have to go back in that game with a high ankle sprain, and most people couldn't, and most people wouldn't. And he was not going to let his guys down. He battled to the end. He'll rest up and heal up. And but he's, you know, he's the quintessential, you know, teammate. That's what we're talking about when you talk about the Cleveland Browns, guys that will do anything and everything they can for their teammate.
We not have many games, you know, you don't have a ton of film where Deshaun was the quarterback that you know that he can be. So how grateful are you that you do have that Baltimore second half that I think showed everybody what he can do, and what did he do that day that just makes you realize he can be the guy?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, Mary Kay, I think it was, you know, three games and then was out with the injury and then finally back and then again went out. So I, that was disappointing for Deshaun, and he was disappointing that he wasn't able to play more than that. But to lead his team, to play winning football, you know, in those games, and to play the style that he played and the willing his team to victory there in that second half, and then just different moments throughout this season making plays that, you know, are hard to coach. So I'm excited about him getting healthy And we're excited about getting him back here.
Quick follow-up. I heard, you know, the whole time Joe Flacco was here, you know, I heard a lot of people just say, you know, he's, you know, more your style. You like to call plays better for a guy like that, pocket passer, play action, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, what say you about that notion?
Yeah, I don't get caught up in style. We concern ourselves with winning football. And I think you saw multiple quarterbacks. And I say that with PJ going in there and Dorian going in there. And, you know, it's our job as coaches to adjust to the players and the skill sets of the players and the playing style of the players. So that's what I think we have to do as coaches. But we're concerned with winning.
I assume you never got the full impact of what you wanted to watch it because he was in and out. So, does the final product look anything like Flacco?
One more time.
Your offense.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out what it's going to look like when you and Watson have extended time.
I guess I would go back to there was some really good moments this season. You know, it's such a small sample size with Deshaun, and you had a weather game in there. I think we all know what he's capable of. We're excited about the future.
In the last 2020, I think there's always some of that outside perspective, right? Well, hey, now we got it'll happen again, and that took you a couple of years to kind of get back. How do you protect from that mindset sort of setting in of like, oh, yeah, we'll be back next year and kind of keep working? Is it as simple as just using last night as an example?
Well, yeah, and, you know, I think our guys know that, and the NFL is set up that way where you see new teams in the playoffs every single year. So, you know, our goal is to win championships. That's all 32 clubs, you know, talk about that. So when you get back, you start putting the work in to set yourself up for those type of things. But we know that all of that is earned. When you talk about playoffs and you talk about putting yourself in position to win championships.
CJ Stroud operating yesterday, did the thought, you didn't have time to think about this during the game, maybe when you watched the film or something, did you have an opportunity to think to yourself, we got a guy like this over here on our sideline that has that kind of arm talent, that has that kind of mobility, can do these kind of things?
Yeah, well, I'd say this, Mary Kay, I was, you know, that he's a very good player, very good young player. You know, I again give them credit for what they're able to do, offense, defense, special teams. You know, we feel really confident in our guys. We feel really confident in the roster that we have that Andrew's put together. And Deshaun's a huge part of that.
And this might be a little philosophical, but when they do leave, when guys who had an impact end up moving on, what do they leave with the team for the next?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was just talking to one of our players about a guy like Malcolm Smith, played a couple years for us at linebacker and had a huge impact and maybe didn't show up on the stat sheet all the time, but he had a huge impact on that young linebacker room. So there's always guys that you wish you could bring back, you know, everybody and guys are, there's different opportunities and those type of things, but you do learn from a lot of veterans that you bring into your program.
Winning. Championship and that being the goal. I'm sure you know this already. Winning the division, playing at home, is it reinforced this year?
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, it's definitely something we talk about, Tony. That's on part of when every team talks about winning the Super Bowl, you know, part of getting there is winning your division. So that's always going to be at the forefront of our goals. Obviously didn't accomplish that goal this season. That's priority number one.
A lot of coaches that have come through here are coming off through here, especially since 99. Do you feel like that with your body of work, especially this season, that you're the guy that can get this franchise to where it wants to go going forward?
Yeah, as you can imagine, I'm not going to really get into my role and all that, Jake, other than to say we'll put in the work. Nice try.
I thought it was pretty good.
And all your conversations with the organization, the medical, what is the degree of confidence that you're getting from the medical team about Deshaun being able to come back? Because the fracture in the throwing shoulder sounds like a pretty serious thing.
he's in great hands with Dr. Alatrosh out there in his rehab. He's doing great. He's on schedule, if not ahead of schedule, so very confident.
When you talk about him being ready in the spring, I mean, are they telling you that he's going to be good?
He's telling me that. we'll update you guys as we get closer to there, but he's feeling great. He's right on track. So I know he'll be ready probably sooner than most, just because of how hard he works.
Small sample size of an opportunity with him healthy and you guys working well together. How much do you feel like you can build on, you know, just what you saw him do with you calling him for his shift?
Yeah. Again, just going back to each one of those games is so different in that small sample size. But Deshaun has shown here and throughout his career, he's a playmaker. He's made a ton of plays for us. And, you know, that's part of his game that we're so excited about. He put it on display. So getting him healthy, getting him back and in the system and those type of things, he's excited about it.
Need surgery?
I'm sorry?
Oboe, is he going to need surgery?
I don't know that.
I'm sure it's going to have to
happen. I don't have a medical update on I don't know.
You and Alex Dempelt need to go back into the lab this spring with Watson like you did last year?
I think every spring you have to do that. I really do, Tony, because the game is changing. The NFL continues to evolve year to year. I say this all the time, but you put on tape from 10 years ago, it doesn't look the same. So you're always trying to stay ahead of the curve as much as you can. So, yeah, I think all three sides of the ball, you got to go into the lab.
The arsenal of weapons a little bit around Deshaun to be even more explosive.
Yeah, I think that's definitely, you know, Andrew's desire to add as many good players as you can, Mary Kay. But I feel really, really good about the guys on our roster. Not to go through every guy, but really pleased with what these guys were able to accomplish. Amari, Dave, Elijah, I think all had career-type years, and I'm proud of those guys.
You've seen Nick around a lot over the last, you know, several weeks. How is he progressing? What's the prognosis?
I don't have an update other than to say he's doing great. He's progressing. He's doing everything he's supposed to do, if not more. So we'll see how it goes.
You're talking about guys who have opportunities. Kareem Hunt talked today about potentially an opportunity, but, you know, obviously this is home.
Yeah.
Did he have more left than you guys thought, considering he wasn't with you guys and leave you guys in touchdowns?
Well, I'll say this about Kareem. I'm so appreciative of him and the way he played and the style with which he played. You know, obviously pre-injury to Nick, we didn't have a spot, but to Kareem's credit, he stayed in great shape. We brought him in, worked him out. He looked great. Picked back up the system right away and played really good football for us and made plays in high leverage moments and scored touchdowns. And obviously yesterday, you know, having the ability to make a playoff in the goal line, make a play in the red zone. So he provided huge, huge value for us. And, you know, just he's a battler. Love the way he runs, the style with which he runs, gave us a huge jolt that we needed.
Yeah, for Vermont to be, you know, for defensive player of the year a couple of weeks ago. He started off with 13 sacks and just, you know, couldn't be stopped. What happened, you know, the last 6-7 games with just one sack?
Yeah, I would caution you to judge too much of defensive football off sacks. I think that can be really dangerous just to look at sacks. I think pressure is really the thing that you want to look at and affecting the quarterback. And, you know, with Miles, the other unique thing about him, as you guys know, teams do everything in their power to make sure he doesn't make those disruptive plays. So he's getting a tight end, he's getting the line is sliding to him, they're running away from him, those type of things. But if you just look at his impact, and particularly if you want to use pressure rate, I think that's something you can look at. But if you look at his impact overall, it was unbelievable.
Basically played 11 games since 2020. We've seen him when he's come back off the big layoffs. It takes a little while for him to get going again. Now he's coming off the surgery to his throwing shoulder. So what gives you optimism that he's going to be able to hit the ground running in a conference where you have very little margin for here. There's so many good teams.
Yeah, I would just tell you, Deshaun's been in this system. He knows his teammates. He'll rehab like he does. He's attacking it already. So I just have a ton of confidence in him just based on the work he's put in and what I've seen from him. Okay. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yep.